This is Mariah Carey. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
This is Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon.
From all of us here at the Kelly Clarkson Show, to all of you, happy holidays.
This is Paul McCartney. I'd like to wish everyone out there a very happy Christmas.
This is Jane Monheit. You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas.
Podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Now that it's June, that means Leon Day is just around the corner. That's June 25th, 6 months exactly until Christmas Day. And not to wish the days away, but just past that, it will be July. And for many Christmas podcasters and Christmas peeps in general, that means Christmas in July. For the last 3 years, I've done something on the Sounds of Christmas I hadn't done since I launched the station in 2007. I played nearly every song in our library in alphabetical order, and as you've probably guessed, that tradition will continue this year. Once again, I've added hundreds of songs since this time last year, around 400 more since last July. Well, there are 400 more songs in the first part of the A to Z event, where I play almost every song in our library alphabetically by song title. So this year, it will take over 12 hours just to get to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Overall, I think it's safe to say that the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z will be a lot different and much longer than last year's. And while it is a lot of work, it does seem to get a really nice response, and I just had to keep the tradition going. It just seems to be a really good way to spread some more musical Christmas spirit, even though Christmas is still far away. So, here's how it works. Starting on July 1st at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll be giving you the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, playing almost every song in our library in alphabetical order by song title. And at this point, I honestly have no idea how long it will go on. Last year, it took over 20 hours just to get through all the songs that start with A, which was 5 hours longer than the year before. So, a couple things about this. First, here's how I came up with my list. I took my master library list and put it in a Google Doc, then I set it to alphabetize all the entries by song title. For the most part, I think it worked okay. In some instances, punctuation in the song titles made it tricky. Sometimes I was able to move these songs around where they made the most sense, but that probably wasn't always the case, so you may hear a song that seems out of place, and that could be the reason. Or could be other things. Sometimes artists change the name of a song they're covering. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas becomes simply A Merry Little Christmas. My Grown Up Christmas List becomes Grown Up Christmas List. And Run Rudolph Run is sometimes listed as Run Run Rudolph. I'm sure there are plenty of others, but those are the ones that leap to mind. I tried to deal with that as best I could, but this was a huge undertaking, trying to organize thousands of songs. And really, that's another reason that, upon occasion, there may be a song that just seems out of place. While I tried to get all the versions of particular songs together, sometimes I just didn't catch the differences in titles, so it's possible the same song by different artists might pop up in two different places, maybe even three. That said, I'm not playing every different version of every single song. I did consider that in the beginning when I started doing this, and I thought it might be interesting to hear so many artists get their own interpretations of every song. I took a look again, and if I did that this time around, there would be over 11 hours of different versions of Silver Bells. I like Silver Bells a lot, maybe even more than most. But I don't think even I would listen to 11 hours of it. So I went through and picked one particular version of each song that had multiple versions to kind of represent the song. This year, for the most part, I went with the first version, or at least the oldest one I could find. That didn't always work, and it wasn't even always the case, but that was my plan when I started putting this together this year, and I think that most of the time, I stuck to it. I didn't include Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or New Year's songs, or Thanksgiving or Halloween songs. However, Christmas songs that also included elements of Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's, Thanksgiving, and Halloween are a part of the A to Z event. For songs that started with numbers, I simply spelled out the numbers, and you'll find them accordingly. I also took out a lot of the the's and uh's that started a song title, but not all. I made a lot of judgment calls on that, taking away the ones I thought were unnecessary, while leaving others I thought were important, like the Christmas song. That's how everyone refers to it, not just Christmas song. So that the stayed. And when I could, I tried to respect artists' decisions on the titles of their songs, so some of those retained the uhs and the thes. You get the idea. I included lots of medleys, and some of the songs included in those will be found elsewhere in the entire A to Z event. I went back and forth on this and finally decided that medleys are just more popular in Christmas music than in any other genre, so excluding them just seemed wrong. That's why you'll hear Let It Snow, followed by a medley of Let It Snow in Winter Wonderland, and a couple other medleys that also start with Let It Snow. And there are some medleys artists released that they simply called Christmas Medley, so that's where I put them, right between Christmas Means More This Year and Christmas Memories. I may have made some mistakes. I probably did. I'm pretty sure I did. As with the past 3 years, this was a much bigger thing to put together than I thought it would be, so some songs might come up in the wrong place. Some songs might play more than once, and some might not show up at all. None of that is on purpose, just human error. My apologies if there's a song you want to hear and somehow it doesn't show up where it seems like it should, or you miss it because it's just in the wrong place. I also get that you may not agree with the choices I make as far as which version of a particular song gets played. In most cases, as I said, I tried to go with the first version, but a couple times I shook things up a little to pick something you might not expect, and once or twice, maybe more, I picked an instrumental and a vocal version for a particular song. I know that this isn't for everybody. When some people listen to Christmas music, they want Bing's White Christmas. They want Nat King Cole and Elvis. For others, it's Mariah Carey and Kelly Clarkson. And while all of those artists do appear more than once in the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, it will take a while to get to Bing Crosby's White Christmas. And if you miss Mariah's All I Want for Christmas Is You on that first day, you won't get to hear it again for a long time. But if you love Christmas music, all kinds of Christmas music, you'll get a real taste of what I mean when I say the Sounds of Christmas plays the best variety of Christmas music. You'll hear lots of songs you may never have heard before, and you'll hear lots of artists that you may have never heard before either. But you'll also hear your favorites, your favorite songs, your favorite artists. And I think you're going to like it. At least, I hope you do. I'll probably send periodic updates through social media to let you know where we are as the month of July rolls on, and possibly August. I'm set to kick off on July 1st with Faith Hill's A Baby Changes Everything, and then keep on going until at some point we get to Zydeco Christmas by CJ Chenier and the Red Hot Louisiana Band. It seems like it took a couple weeks to do this last year, and there are a lot more songs this time around, so it should take at least a little longer. But since I'm still programming it all, I really don't know. I guess we'll find out together. Lastly, I started this episode off mentioning that I've added hundreds of songs since I did this last year. Those weren't all new songs from 2025. There were lots of old releases that came back into print, or were finally released for the first time, or in a slightly different configuration. So I also added a lot of songs that hadn't been available for a long time, and in some cases, songs that had never been released in the first place. I also came across a few surprises, songs I didn't know existed, or rare songs that I hadn't been able to find before. Anyway, despite all the caveats and possible mistakes, I hope the whole thing is fun, and that if you do tune in, you like what you hear. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, and you can click on it, scroll around and find your favorite, then click on over and subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.